Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. For those of you who want to stay on the Middle East and international news, coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll match a reporter in Cairo with a reporter in Islamabad and talk about the big sweep of change from the death of Osama bin Laden to what's going on in Libya to what's going on with Egypt now tilting toward Iran and Hamas suddenly, implications for Israel and the United States and others. So we will get back to all of that. But first, in other news, it's finally springtime in New York City, and maybe you've noticed the trees are green, the sun is out, and there are more birds chirping everywhere. That's because we're coming up on the peak of spring bird migration through New York City. That means the maximum number of species and individual birds will be passing through town in the next week or so. And to celebrate Bird Week, we are partnering, starting right now, with the New York Times to create an interactive map of bird watching spots throughout the five boroughs. And we need your help. Emily Rube, senior producer at the Metro desk of the Times, is here to explain how you can participate. We're also joined by Tom Stevenson, who travels the world to birdwatch. He's also a birding trip leader, a sound engineer, and the author of a forthcoming book about warblers. He can answer your questions about birding and what to look for in our area, and we'll tell you what to do online here and with your cell phone, especially in just a minute. Welcome, Emily and Tom.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brian.
Emily, we want our listeners to help create this interactive map, so tell them how to participate.
If you go online to nytimes.com/cityroom, there is a post up now that will help readers participate by filling out a form, or there is also a text call where readers can use their cell phones to text the word bird.
And you can find it on WNYC.org as well. But the main thing we want you to do is text the word bird, as Emily was just saying, to 30644, to that phone number on your cell phone. Text the word bird to 30644 from your cell phone, and then just follow the prompts. You'll have to submit your first name and your zip code, and then the address or intersection or location where you look for or have actually spotted birds. And then you submit the kind of bird that you last saw there. And finally, there's a way for you to record a description of the bird or bird watching location in your own voice via a voicemail, which we can then play on the radio. And as they say, standard message and data rates apply. But if you are a birder and think you may have seen something or will perhaps see something that you would like to report into this project, just right now text the word bird to 30644. And then, Emily, how will people use the map?
We're hoping to create sort of a sensibility of New York City's bird watching areas. Normally, you wouldn't think of New York City as a great place to see birds, but on your fire escape, in your local park, people are able to will be able to participate in what we're hoping will be sort of a lively look at what people are seeing during this time of the year, which is the most exciting time of the year for bird watching, and also share their experiences, because a big part of bird watching is sharing information with others.
But they shouldn't text us that they saw a pigeon, right?
Right.
So, Tom, what kinds of birds are passing through the area right now? What can we expect to see, and what would be exciting to you?
Well, this, as you mentioned, is really the peak of excitement for birding in New York City. And New York City is actually a great concentrator of migrating birds, because if you were to look from a satellite, you would see lots of development along this coastal area, and then a few green spots like Prospect Park, Central Park, Bryant Park, and so on. And so these birds that are flying long distances, when they encounter a storm front or just get tired at night, they come down to these green refuges and then feed, preparing to go further north for their nesting. There are lots and lots of warbler species in Prospect Park. We can get as many as 30 species of warblers in a day sometimes. Different species like Blackburnian warbler, cerulean warbler. We just had hooded warbler yesterday. and Prospect Park. These are all really beautiful, beautiful birds.
How do you know if you're seeing something rare? Or how would an amateur identify into this project what they're seeing at all? Most people just don't know a lot of species when they see them.
Yes, well, good question. There are now more and more ways of getting bird identification information. There's some great field guides. The Sibley Guide, for example, is a really good guide for people to pick up and use as a reference to what they're seeing. One way of finding out what's rare and what isn't rare is using Cornell's eBird service. And you had mentioned in context with this, with Emily's comment, that you know, having people report in what they see can be very valuable. And Cornell has this project where citizen scientists, I guess you'd say, are reporting all over the country what they're seeing during not only the migration, but throughout the whole year. And this information is actually being collected and used for helping to preserve different flight paths and so on. And so having, if you go onto eBird, you can actually see what species are showing up at what time of year, how rare they are, and so on.
And Emily, what if you want to participate and excuse me, and you think you saw a cool bird the other day, you know where you saw it, but you have no idea what kind of a bird it is? Should people try to figure out what kind before they participate in the project? Because the prompt does ask what kind of bird you saw.
Well, there are other ways also. There are Flickr groups, Bird Share on Flickr that we're linking to on City Room, that have a pool of dedicated bird watchers that are constantly monitoring the feed and who can also help identify. But it's okay if you don't really know what you're seeing. You know, we're also part of this Bird Week on City Room is also educating people about what we're hoping to see and what the bird experts are hoping to see. We'll be listing the top 10 most common migrants and also the top 10 most wanted birds with their photographs and their bird calls so that we can help people identify what they should be looking out for.
On the Times website, part of this project, people can see the pictures of these different wanted birds and hear audio of their songs.
That will be coming up later this week. But also eBird also does a lot of great tutorials, and they also have a lot of terrific videos and also pages dedicated to these birds.
And again, listeners, what we are promoting and inviting you to join is a collaboration between WNYC and the New York Times to build an interactive bird sighting map on this week of the big migration through the New York City area. And to participate, just text the word bird to 30644. Text the word bird to 30644, and you'll get messages back that tell you what to do after that. And we are also with birder Tom Stevenson, who travels the word to birdwatch and is the author of a forthcoming book about warblers. And Tom, we were talking about the songs. I gather you're also a sound engineer and a musician, and you're developing a method for sound identification of birds. You want to talk about that?
Sure. One of the great joys of birding is being able to hear everything around you. It's kind of one of the great learning experiences you go through as a birder. So as you walk through the forest or woods or fields, you can hear, well, there's this warbler, there's that warbler, here's a sparrow, and that's just very exciting. The difficulty in the past has been how do you identify these songs if you haven't studied them a lot and so on? And it's hard for field guides to sort of transliterate a tweet or a seat or whatever. So with the use of sonograms, which are visual representations of sound, we can start to develop a system, and I've been working on this for my book, where you can actually sort of objectively look at a sound and see how many sections it has, what the rising or falling nature of it is, and then compare that to similar species visually, which can help you learn songs as well as, of course, listening to them and testing yourself and so on.
Josh in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Josh.
Hi. Well, simultaneously, I have a similar thought and question. I live near Fort Bryant Park, which is a haven for many things, I guess. I can only remark when I see one exceptionally colorful, such as a bluebird or a cardinal. But I wondered if there could be an app that might be able to be recorded on one's cell phone that could then be combined with whatever your guest was speaking about to give an instantaneous identification.
It's a perfect question, especially since this is a cell phone texting related project. Emily, do you know specific smartphone apps to help identify birds?
There's one that I've been using called Bird's Eye, which unfortunately has the same name as the frozen food company. But it also, you can buy, you know, a light version. There's a free version of it available. And that does help you track your bird sightings and also helps keep track of your life list, which is, you know, your life accomplishments in bird sighting. And so, you know, there are many others that are being developed. Tom and I have talked extensively about how the iPhone has sort of revolutionized bird watching because it allows you to bring out a very small device with you into the field and helps you identify these birds.
And there's a competing app called Del Monte.
Del Monte. Coming
out. Okay. Emily Rube, senior producer at the Metro Desk at the New York Times. Tom Stevenson, birder, thank you both very much. And again, we're launching this collaboration. You can see information at WNYC.org or NYTimes.org. But mostly, text the word bird to 30644 and we'll take it together from there. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.